you just say what?
Bye, I'll be seeing you, or y'all come back, I might back, come again.
Okay. What about expressions you might have heard people say on Christmas around?
Well, you know, you raise up amongst niggers, the first thing from 3 or 4 days before Christmas, the first thing they said was, "Good morning, Christmas dear." That come out just normally.
Okay.
I got in a habit here a few years ago. The week before Christmas, every time my phone rang, I answered by saying Merry Christmas. I get a right smart laugh out of that.
Okay, and then on the first of the year?
Yeah, you a Happy New Year. I don't believe the old folks had anything to do with New Year gifts, but they got where now they have gifts for Easter and close to Christmas and New Year's, but Valentine's Day.
What did you say your person say in regards to thanking them for something? When you say thank you, or how much?
Well, you could say you're much obliged for the help, or for them coming by to see you at a time, or for the things they brought.
A person who didn't want to be, didn't want to have other people do favors for him, you'd say he didn't want to be what to?
Obligated, I guess is what you would say. And it's a lot of people like that. And it used to be more, I guess, than it is now. I don't know. But it is some people like that. They don't like to be obligated to other people.
yeah, they're getting fewer and fewer. on the street, say, if somebody saw you on an average day and you're feeling just about right there, what would you say to them if they asked? If they said, how you doing?
Hadn't got a worry in the world. Hadn't got any trouble.
Okay.
That's one of my favorite sayings.
Any sort of saying you would say to mean you're feeling average or something like that?
Well, sometimes I say something from fair to middling.
I've heard that.
Somebody asked me how I feel exactly, but averagely I... Well, I just got in the habit of telling people...
What's up for them?
I just got in a habit of telling people there's nothing wrong with me.
That's good.
And be honest with you, but for the, hey, it's not very bad going much wrong with if I can't sleep.
Yeah. Now, what would you say about somebody? You might say, well, he was okay yesterday when I saw him. He looked fine. When was it? He must have.
Oh, well, let's see.
Say you heard somebody was in the hospital, you say, when was he?
Well, I guess you just ask him, when did he take sick, or when did he have operation? I got a good friend in the hospital, too, in bad shape.
Really?
Uh-huh. He's a preacher.
Sorry to hear that.
He was operated on Saturday a week ago, and I understand it was 8 Methodist preachers up there. All the time they're operating on him.
Probably old Reverend Zorn from
us. Zorn went, folk come by, District Superintendent Hancock, Hanny was there, and Leesburg preacher was there, and District Superintendent from the Valdosta District, Ted Griner.
You know who our district, the fellow who's the head of our, who's the guy who's the head of our area?
Hanny Hancock, of C.W. Hancock. We're right about in Albany.
That's right. What did Billy Cannon do?
Billy who?
Cannon. Reverend William Cannon.
Miss Cannon from, Bishop Cannon. He's from Dalton, Georgia. He's the bishop of the Georgia.
Yeah.
Whole deal.
I met him once.
I've met him once or twice. I went to a conference that he held, and he come to our church once or twice. And I was down at a few months back when he presided at the district conference in Valley in Thomas.